Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This broadcast is brought to you by the Norm Production Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and now here's Coach Chuck Seiler. Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Nauer here along with our weekly guest during football season anyway, Coach Chuck Seiler. And Coach, 2-0 this part of the year. You got to feel good about that. Just played an outstanding team in Wellington Napoleon. One heck of a game, a 42-34 win over Wellington Napoleon. And certainly, I think, a team that's a very good team that you just beat. And you got to feel pretty good about the way things are going for you right now.
Well, I do. Every week, we played. Lincoln Prep was a good, formidable opponent. Played well against them. Certainly last week against Wellington was a very formidable appointment. Number two team ranked in the state at the time. And we just played a pretty dang good ball game. But, the thing is, we can get better. And the kids are working hard to get better. Of course, we go through film every week and break things down with them and hopefully learn. And so I think as long as they stay focused and keep doing what they're doing, our upside is very good.
Certainly, it's dangerous to think improving from this point, and certainly early in the season, certainly there's some bugaboos to take care of, but so far, 2-0, pretty good start. Just some highlights of the game. We labeled West Platte very early that they are a running team, and certainly I know you rely heavily on that, but it was very encouraging, I got to say, to see Jack Callahan have the game he had. He threw for, 3 for 6 for 55 yards, but two of those were touchdowns, so you got to feel pretty good about his throwing.
Yeah, I do. Jack's really, really coming along. He's quite a competitor, and He can run the football pretty good himself. We didn't run a whole lot of option the other night, but he's really, really coming along there with that. And then he's getting more confidence in his throwing ability and what we got going on there. And I knew I had to do with a young quarterback like Jack was bring him along slow and don't do too much at him and so he could have some success. And so I'm tickled to death with Jack. He gets better every week. He's just doing a fine job.
Certainly those passes for touchdowns were right on the money. And you go back to Dylan Guthrie again. I know you rely on him and some other people in your offensive backfield. But to start the game off, you started off with a 50-yard drive. They tried an onside kick. You were well prepared for it. Right off the bat, you drive 50 yards with two straight runs to Dylan Guthrie. He had 80 yards or close to it there in the first quarter. Final statistics, 28 rushes for 136 yards. Running game still working pretty well, Coach.
Running game still working pretty well. The first two plays were what we call whams. And, one was a 44 wham, one was a 43 wham. And there we noticed while watching film that their defensive tackles really wanted to get upfield hard. And we've done this before, so we'll bring a receiver in. We use Peyton Toy on this play to we just basically trap him. We put him in motion, and he's basically full bore, and we don't block those tackles, and they come across, and he has what they call a wham block on him. And the first time we ran a 44 wham, and he came hard, and Arnold Gant ran a 43 wham, and he came hard, and just Peyton is such a hard-nosed little booger that just lit up their tackle. And then we turned right around and go 44 wham, and he didn't get quite as good a block. Our center chipped the guy, didn't let him come through quite as hard as he should have, but he still got a good block on him. And that's the play that Dylan broke for the touchdown. So that worked well. And Dylan's a great running back. Golly, he's just I can't say enough about Dylan Guthrie. I love the kid, and he's a great running back.
One thing that we talk about Dylan from the booth quite a bit, his center of gravity is usually forward. It's very hard to tackle him for a loss.
He's going to – well, he gets good body lean. He's strong. Dylan has worked extremely hard in the weight room. has worked hard ever since he's a freshman. And so he's very, very strong, gets good body lean, and he's become very patient. And this is one of the things that, I talk to our backs about, reading what I call reading butts. Read the lineman's butts or read their fullback's butt or whatever they happen to be following, and then get in behind them. I use Priest Holmes for as an example all the time. When he played for the Chiefs, he was such a patient runner, and he'd get behind them big guys and then pop, you know, they'd make a block and he'd pop out. Dylan has done a great job. He doesn't do it perfect all the time, and no back will, but overall he's figured out kind of how to do that, and then when he gets a chance, he doesn't mind running over people.
Certainly, too. I know we've talked a little bit about the offense, but you've got to feel awfully good about what happened defensively. I know allowing a team 34 points certainly in many cases is something not to be too proud of, but you know, this was a game where some big plays on defense made a huge difference here. Amazing interception by Nathan Colson. I got to watch the replay on that. That was amazing how he came down with that one. Matt Hiley, then he had another interception that was just about taken back all the way, and the quarterback, I think, had a pretty good angle on him to get him tackled before he went in for a touchdown. And then Matt Hiley, not to be outdone by that, strips the ball from the player and runs it all the way back for a touchdown. So some big plays on defense, I think, were a big key in your victory, Coach.
Well, you know, defense is key. Defense wins championships and offense sells tickets, as the old saying goes, and, yeah. And there's really a lot to that. Again, I think I talked about Coach Wilk last week. He is doing a great job with his defense, and the kids have bought into what he's selling. They're playing with a lot of emotion and enthusiasm and having fun at it, and our defense will just keep getting better. I do believe that. And they played a heck of a game. Yeah, when you talk about, you know, 34 points, you think, well, that's quite a bit. And, you know, we let them sneak in a couple times, did a couple things. But you can hold an offense like what they've got, the 34, you've done a pretty dang good job.
Well, there's a lot of games that team's going to score a lot more than that Wellington Napoleon team, Coach. They certainly have an offensive philosophy that leans very heavily on their offense. Certainly, overall, Coach, you got to feel pretty good about things. I know there's some things that you feel you need to improve on, and certainly, once again, congratulations on a great game.
Well, thanks, and you know, just talking about things we need to improve on, just as an example. When you break down the film and our offensive line, it seemed like lots of times, and this is early on in the season, so we know this will get better, we'd have all of them but maybe one guy get their assignment done. And we'd have one guy break down, and that would keep us from breaking a lot of big plays. And so that'll get better, and we've been really harping on that this week for all of them to get on the same page. Everybody does their assignment, and but like I said, I really believe that the best, well, it generally is we've got to get better every week, and the best is yet to come with them. So, yeah, I'm tickled to death so far.
Certainly, you've got to feel pretty good once again where you're at. And looking at the district totals, and folks, there's a point system now. It really, just in summary, it depends on how many games you win, the strength of the opponents you play, and basically is how it's done. West Platte in really good shape, 55.5 points with a 2-0 record, right next underneath in second place, North Platte with 38 points. Wellington Napoleon's in third place, 37.5 points. St. Mary's of Independence with 27 points. Wentworth Military with 27 points. Mid-Buchanan with 25. Lone Jack with 20. And Orrick with 7. And it's kind of interesting how these point system works. A lot of one-on-one teams in that mix, Coach, but the point system has got them in different areas based on the criteria we talked about. This could be interesting as the season wears on.
Well, what we've got in our advantage is we play so many schools bigger than us.
Yeah.
School-wise. Of course, Lincoln Prep, C3A, so that really gave us a shot in the arm. And I think, I'm not sure on this, that like if Wellington goes on and has a good season, let's say they end up going 8-1, I think we get more points later on for that because
yeah.
They're having a winning season.
You sure do.
We've got Plattsburgh to play. We've got Lathrop to play. They're all 2A schools. We've got Lawson to play, 2A school. We see Hamilton's a 1A, so that won't make any difference, but they'll have a winning record. So, you know, we've got a darn tough schedule, but I think in the long run, well, I know in the long run, it's going to pay off for us because we'll get a lot of points.
Certainly it's shaping up pretty well, at least so far. And, golly, Coach, as long as you keep winning, things will take care of themselves, right? I mean, I know this is a point system, but if you keep winning, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, that's the whole key. And I keep talking, like, I keep stressing to the kids, if we can't stub our toe, we just got to keep winning. And what's 1 week at a time, and I'm always big at one play at a time, and that's what we're looking at. And we're not looking ahead to next week. We got to get by East Buck first, and that's the whole key is keep winning. And if we keep doing that, we'll be set in good shape.
Well, certainly that wraps up this segment with the review of the win over Wellington Napoleon and going over the district points. And as you mentioned, Coach, yeah, we do have a game next week of a team. Yeah, we heard of them, the East Buchanan Bulldogs. We'll be back to talk to Coach about that right after this.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC. With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939. And from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays.
Reese & Nichols West & Bend is the real estate leader in the West Platte area. Call our brokers Audrey Hoffman, Kathy Murdoch, or Dan Oviad at 816-640-2600 or visit on the web at westonbend.com. Hey, are you a West Platte Blue Jay fan? You can support the WestPlatteSports.com broadcasting crew with your purchase of West Platte Rocks. You can have this beautiful display piece for your home entryway or your yard decoration to show your support for the West Platte Blue Jays. At the same time, you're helping support the WestPlatteSports.com broadcast team to provide coverage of athletic events for the upcoming year. For delivery in the West Platte area, call us at 816-830-5126 or email us at rocks@westplattesports.com. Payment is due at delivery with major credit cards, checks, or cash accepted. For orders beyond the West Platte area, please email us at rocks@westplattesports.com for shipment and arrangements. Please continue to help provide excellent coverage of the West Platte Sports Athletics with your purchase of West Platte Rocks. We appreciate your support and commitment to West Platte Sports video and audio coverage. Get your West Platte Rock today. Just give us a call at 816-830-5126 or email rocks@westplattesports.com to get yours. Thanks for your support. Go Blue Jays!
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And as we mentioned before break, well, we got a next opponent, an opponent that we're very familiar with. I got to looking, Coach, and 3 out of my last 6 broadcasts for West Platte have been, or West Platte football, have been East Buchanan and West Platte. Certainly, just going back to last year, East Buchanan was the last game of the year, and it was for the district championship, and that was a close game. I think that was 42-34, I think how that ended. East Buchanan winning, and then had to go play a playoff game against East Buchanan at Missouri Western because the game was just a rainout thing. Probably the last rain we had before winter happened.
Yeah, no kidding.
And it was just a miserable thing. I remember we went to King City, and that was just a swamp up there, and then had to move the game. We called the game off on East Buchanan, I believe. We had to move that game to Missouri Western. And East Buchanan went on to win with a quarterback named Corey Bauer, who's an outstanding athlete. Certainly did a lot of great things for that team. And now he's moved on and graduated. And, Coach, certainly I know East Buchanan, it's not hard for bulletin board material or motivation, certainly, to play these guys.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I told the kids Friday night when we were talking right there at the end there and meet field. And I said, you know, I hate to bust your bubble. I know you're happy, but we got to worry about East Buck now. And they're a flipping handful every time we play them. And interesting stat Coach Wilk came up with. He brought it up to the kids today, the seniors, and he asked them if they knew what their record was since they were freshmen against these guys, and they didn't. And they are, what did I tell you, well, I go 4-6, I believe, against them. And so we have a losing record against these guys. So or 2-2, I can't remember, 4-6, 2-6, whatever it was. And so, you know, they need to win. They need to beat these guys. And of course, we had them beat a couple years ago, beat them one game and turn around. The 43-42 game that just still makes me have bad dreams at night. And so we owe them, we big time, and it won't be easy, I promise you that.
Certainly that, you mentioned that, and it could be a way of going over the top, getting the monkey off your back, so to speak. You win a game like this, you've got a good vision of moving forward. And certainly, Coach, I don't know, Corey Bauer was an amazing athlete, certainly. We talk about him a little bit, but he was one of these guys, it was very hard to defend. He would go back to pass, and oh, heck with it, he'd tuck the ball away and run halfway around the field, and he was hard to tackle, too. He was a big guy. It's hard to imagine they have an athlete like that again. Are they using a similar style offense, or what's their strategy as compared to what they used to do?
Well, yeah, they're using it. I mean, they're spreading it out. They're using the same kind of basic offense. This Kilgore kid is not the, and this is not to take anything away from him. He's not the mobile athlete that Corey was. Corey Bowers was just a guy that just drove me crazy. And, and he was a great kid. I liked competing against him. And you know, we'd shake hands after the game, and I'd say, Corey, nice game. I hope you're about done terrorizing us. And, you know, we'd kid, and if I see him on the street right now, we'd stop and talk. And, great kid, and he loved to play football, and from what his coaches told me, he loved to play with his friends. He loved it. And so, and it showed it on the field, because he would, you know, like you say, go back, draw back a pass, and then you didn't know what he was going to end up doing. And so he was tough to defend. And the Kilgore kid, they're still spreading it. He's just not quite as mobile as Corey was. In the first two games, they've ran, I think, 6 trick plays. So they're trying to pull magic out of a hat a little bit. But they're still running the zone read, still running the option, and still trying to throw around a little bit. Seems as though they're trying to throw a little bit more down the field instead of Corey would scramble, and then they'd have an outlet there, and he'd throw it to the outlet and end up getting big gains on a short pass and stuff like that, where they're just trying to get it down the field just a little bit more this time. So it's the same basic offense, but just tweaked a little bit to fit the quarterback.
Certainly look at East Buchanan's record. They beat Crest Ridge first game of the season. Man, they just had a tough loss there against South Harrison. South Harrison shut them out 27-0. We'll also let people know a change from last year. East Buchanan is not in West Platte's district, but there's a possibility that we could play them again too, much like last year, I guess. But just to let people know those changes as well, and certainly Coach, the coach of East Buchanan, a good friend of ours, Kevin Bryan, he's done a great job over there.
Kevin, of course, has been here at Weston. He was the head coach of Weston back in the 80s, and then he came back and was an assistant to Coach Brown, and did a real good job, and then left here and took that head coaching job up there, and has done a great, great job. It's kind of like, of all the teams we play, their coaching staff I have the best relationship with several of those guys. Kevin, I remember coaching summer baseball here several years ago, a long time ago, and Kevin was playing baseball at Platte City then, and so I was coached against him, a good athlete, and I've known him a long time. Bob Brandt, the defensive coordinator, and I go back probably 30 years or more. Used to spend New Year's Eve nights together, and just a fun guy and a good guy, and then does a great job with their defense. And then their offensive coordinator, Lucas Buhlman, was student Todd at Platte County when I was over there, and he coached football with us over there 1 year. So we have a lot of fun hitting on each other, and of course they're the first to tell you that, that when something happens and they beat us or whatever, we, you know, they're very gracious about it and whatsoever, but, and they're good guys, but, you know, when you're playing football, good guys only go so far. It's time for us to get a win on these guys.
Yeah, it's certainly a respectable competitor. There's no question about that. And certainly, and we can certainly relate to that with Coach Bryant and his staff. Coach, I know something that we haven't dealt with here in the Midwest probably for 3 or 4 months has been weather. It's been dry. It's been hot. Fields, we've talked about field condition before. And we're talking about some rain coming in here next 24 to 36 hours, Coach. And certainly, I would think once again, in that type of situation, would have to favor the leading strong run game with West Platte is certainly maybe something that may benefit you as compared to East Buchanan running that spread.
Well, it does. That plays in our hands. We can run football, and it's, you still got to take care of it when it's wet, but still that does play in our hands because we got the capabilities to just run, and not necessarily have to depend on the pass. And so, yeah. If it gets down to the weather factor, I think that's bonus or plus us. I think the other night it played.
It did, yeah.
Edge, but a little bit helped us a little bit. So that's fine. If it wants to get nasty and rain, then bring it on.
You bet. Well, Coach, best wishes as you take on East Buchanan and as we travel up there. And like to certainly take a victory home from East Buchanan, Coach. Best wishes to take on the East Buchanan Bulldogs.
Okay. Jake, enjoyed talking to you as usual, and we'll see you up there, and let's hope we can bring home a victory this time.
Well, we wish Coach Seiler and the Blue Jays well as they travel to Gower, Missouri to take on East Buchanan Friday night. And we should be video broadcasting that game unless it's a really severe weather situation, so stay tuned for that. Certainly, West Platte goes to Gower to take on East Buchanan Friday night. Hey, we're looking forward to that. We'd also like to give our appreciation to West Bend Realty, Reese and Nichols, Dan Oviatt for sponsoring us here the next 2 or 3 weeks. We appreciate it. Well, thanks, folks, for joining us here on the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Nauer saying, seeing you around, and we'll see you at the games. We'll see you Friday night. Good night, folks.